Whether it's the funerals of soldiers killed in Afghanistan or the victims of street violence here at home, media images of the dead and the dying always cause discomfort. One man made his career pushing the boundaries of what's too real, too uncomfortable to capture on film. Arthur Fellig, better known as Ouija, shot crime photos for New York tabloids in the 1930s and 40s. Fellig's work is being showcased at a new exhibit at the International Center of Photography in New York. It's called Murder Is My Business. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
When you enter the center near Times Square, one of the first rooms in the Ouija exhibit recreates his one-room studio right across from the police station. Paint is peeling on the metal bedposts. Thin, ratty blankets, newspaper pages on the wall of his photographs and articles, his camera, his typewriter, his police radio, and an entire wall of self-portraits, including a series of shots where he takes the role of criminal. Ouija in handcuffs, Ouija's mugshot.
One of the things that is extraordinary in the Ouija archive is the fact that there are over 1,500 self-portraits of Ouija.
That's David Wallace, chief curator of the International Center of Photography, and of this exhibition.
In this room, you see a lot of pictures of him posing with evidence and posing with other criminals and styling himself as kind of a hard-boiled detective who's on the case.
The ICP has the entire Ouija archive, 16,000 photographs, 7,000 negatives from many periods of his life, including his groundbreaking book of New York life, Naked City. But he started with murder, following police reports, freelancing for the tabloids, taking pictures of dead bodies, of the wounded, of car crash victims. Sometimes blood is dripping, although Wallace says the photographs steer away from the gory. In fact, the exhibit contrasts several of Ouija's photographs with much more graphic police forensic photos of the same scene.
Often he photographed the corpse in a very stylized way.
A gun lying just so near the body, a sense of distance, of the abstract. Here Ouija is talking about murder in a 1958 recording called Famous Photographers Tell How.
Now, the easiest kind of a job to cover was a murder, because the stiff would be laying on the ground. He couldn't get up and walk away or get temperamental, and he would be good for at least 2 hours.
But the most impressive photographs don't dwell on the bodies, but on those who are watching. As Wallace puts it,
one thing that really sets Ouija's photographs apart from other news photographers was his interest in what he called human drama.
In one of his most famous photographs, there is a body and people watching from the fire escape of a five-story tenement building. Again, Ouija from 1958.
They're looking, they're having a good time. Some of the kids are even reading the funny papers. There was another photographer there, and he made what we call a 10-foot shot of just a guy laying in the doorway. That was it. To me, this was drama. This was like a backdrop. I stepped all the way back about 100 feet. I used flash powder, and I got this whole scene. The people on the fire escapes, the body, everything. Of course, the title for it was Balcony Seats at a Murder.
Ouija's unusual voice and accent so captivated actor Peter Sellers, who met him on the set of Dr. Strangelove, that apparently he put a bit of that accent into the title character. Ouija often had trouble getting his pictures in the papers. Wallace says his photographs did not get into the New York Times. He appealed primarily to a tabloid audience, used to more lurid photographs. But according to Wallace,
they may have dramatic headlines, but the pictures themselves are rather tame.
Wallace doesn't think there's that much difference between attitudes in the 30s and 40s and now about how we portray the dead. Despite the gore on television dramas and in film, he says, in some ways attitudes toward privacy are stronger now. Would Ouija's photos get into the New York Times today? Wallace says of these issues,
it really represents a larger question about how we draw the lines between what is acceptable and unacceptable forms of representation, which are really about establishing social mores, how we want to represent ourselves to ourselves.
It's something we're clearly still wrestling with. Murder Is My Business is at the International Center of Photography until September. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And you can see some of Ouija's photographs at npr.org.